I have some real folk in the house tonight who say, I don't always feel like lifting my hands.
Lift your hands, let's worship.
I want to teach you a real simple song tonight. My brother, Elder Eugene Brown, is going to sing it for us. Simply says,
we all have the sacrifice of praise. We all have the sacrifice of praise. We all have the sacrifice of praise. We all have the sacrifice of praise.
You're moving on my behalf. Come on, tell It's the highest praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on, unrehearsed, unprovoked.
Hallelujah,
spontaneously. Come on.
We worship you,
without
Lord.
Without any outside stimulus.
We offer the sacrifice of praise. Come on, worship with me. Offer up the sacrifice of praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We offer the sacrifice of praise. Glory be to God, and welcome, family, to Pressing of the Hump with Pastor E. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm just ecstatic to rejoice in it with you today, that we continue to not just stay stagnant, not just to stay wondering, but stay in the season of now. That's the journey we're on right now. And I don't know when the Lord is going to release me from this, but just a little recap. Remember, we never do anything without starting, first of all, knowing the substance that we stand on. And yes, we have a lot of examples of others and a lot of stories, but we have confirmed that when we are about our Father's business, now watch this, that means we're in Christ Jesus, a new creation. We have to make the substantial or the foundation, excuse me, now, remember, we're not just standing on the outside of the available God, the one that God sent to the world, but we made that transition into the accessible God because we are now in Him. Mm. And when you're in Him, you build your foundation on Christ. I can't pray if I don't build it on Christ. I can't study if I don't build it on Christ. I can't love if I don't build it on Christ. And it goes on and on and on because He's the source of my everything. So that means that my foundation is set on Jesus. He is the source of my everything. He is the way, the truth, the light. He is my access point to the Father. He is the vine. And without the vine, I have no entanglement with God, the Father, the vine dresser. Oh, just remember John 15. That should automatically come up to most of us. But as we're building our substance, our that word keeps coming up. I know you're going to use that, Holy Spirit. But our foundation being on Jesus Christ, it means we are built on those, remember, characteristics that belong to Him. Oh, no, I have my own ways and I have my own thoughts and I have my own designs and my own plans, but I had to die of everything to be in Him. You had to leave it all behind, remember? Yes, we're going to still have some trials and some tribulations, but that's the purpose of going through, not my will, but His will, remember? So that love, that number one characteristic, must be abound in our foundation. Our foundation is set on love, sacrificing for others because God is love. Remember, He gave, just did it. Not because I deserved it, not because I did anything to be put in a state, but He did it freely and He gave, and it was a sacrifice to be disconnected. Whole nother message. We won't go there. But remember, characteristics, love. We must be full of virtue. Build your foundation on virtue. What is virtue? Fulfilling God's design for my life of moral excellence. Remember, we are building ourselves up. I put my hand up every morning saying, hashtag, and this is my hashtag, but hashtag, I will do better now, not later. You'll see the results. No, now. I see the results because I'm pushing myself to build on the characteristics, the foundation of love, virtue, fulfilling God's design for my life of moral excellence. That's the stuff that we can lay down at the end of the night and say, ooh, that was done in excellence. Because it wasn't just the easy way. It just wasn't the quick way, but it was of moral excellence. I gave my all, and all of my moral wisdom that comes from God was laid on the altar, and I was, and now I exemplified virtue. Knowledge leads to self-control. We're building a foundation for that season of now. Self-control leads to perseverance. What's perseverance? Adopting an attitude of hope through confidence in God's what? Character. We have the scriptures for all of these seven characteristics, but we're just going to, just for the sake of time, and build that foundation. Self-control, perseverance. And perseverance leads to godliness, honoring God in every area of my walk. Yes, I can point my finger and say, your walk, but no, it's my walk. I have to deal with my walk. I have to get me right. I have to get in line, and I have to be, watch, found acceptable on this foundation with God before I could ever move forward. I could never share these principles if I had not built a foundation and then went to the Father to be found holy and acceptable and released to be able to share in such a way that it would bring wisdom and it would bring understanding. And when you get understanding, you get more understanding. That godliness is honoring God in every area of my life, whatever I'm doing. If I'm just picking up this pen and clicking it, I better honor God at it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If I'm writing a note or a memo or a business plan, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, if I'm doing a graphic arts or design, I'm in the spirit then, because I'm asking him to lead me and he be coming through with some things. I'm just an instrument, because the foundation is Christ, that now godliness will give me that spirit and that spirit of compassion, having warm heart affection to anyone. And we have to remember this when you're built on the foundation of Jesus. If he says, if anyone, then we must have the same mindset that anyone is still has the right to this tree of life. Oh, stop blocking them off. I know they said something you didn't like. I know it didn't. I know it didn't sound godly. I know they ain't living that life, but they must still be part of the anyone. Because we've closed the door, you're not building on the foundation. And that's compassion, free compassion, having warm heart affection to anyone, no matter their circumstances. I will do this scripture. 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, that's not the end. It's what? I got it. Finally, all of you be of one mind. 1 Peter 3:8. Having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous. That's compassion. Now we built this foundation of the season of now. We can now remember when the season of now is not on the outside, but the season of now is in my mind. Take it now. Oh, stop reaching for it on the outside, because remember, when we reach physically, that's the past. It's already been done somewhere before you did it on the outside. Where is that place? It's in my mind. Take it now. Wow, I wish I would have known that when I was a young man and someone taught me that principle, that instead of the things I did on the outside, that was just the result of what had already been done on the inside. The season of now, where God is alive. One day, one moment, one decision, one action, what? At a time. God, the God of time. Whoa, he said a day to us is 1,000 to the Lord, and 1,000 is a day. All that area in between that we're not taking time to get in the season of now. Remember last week, what was the three steps that you have to hear him? How do you hear him? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the what? Word of God. If I'm putting the word in, I can have nothing else in me. Oh my God. I know those old thoughts and those old ways and the old man, which is put aside me, still wants to rear up. But that's when we say that favorite word I shared this morning. No. No, I'm not having it. Not somebody else to check me and say, bro, you starting to slip. No. I knew that already. Most of us just try to get by to see if nobody ever tells us. But when you get so, watch this, dedicated to the season of now, the place of now, which is what? In my mind, I know I have to honor God. When? Now. I can't slip. I can't make excuses. I can't get into the courtroom or what the judges or what lawyers. I have to get in the season of now, where it's already been done for me, that I am victorious, that I am what? Blessed exceedingly, abundantly above all I can. What's that first word? Not possess, think or ask. And let me tell you about the season of now. You can't ask something you've never thought. Oh, glory. You can't do something that was never in your mind. Your body, as a matter of fact, will not even operate the way it's supposed to operate if your mind is not right. It controls every part of your, when you clap your hands and stomp your feet at the same time and winking your eyebrows and talking and doing all these instantaneous things at the same time. The brain is what is now. See, some of our brains have gotten so off that we don't know how to think because we're thinking on the wrong things. Remember last week, we had to think on these things, think on the things that are of love, of hope, of prosperity, not prosperity of the physical, prosperity of the mind. What did he say just then? 1 Peter 3:8, finally. No, not finally, we're at the end of the road. No, finally, I have it. Finally, all of you be of one mind, believing together in the mind. Not holding hands in the physical, but holding spiritually in the mind. When? Now. Let's move now. My purpose, I wake up, I get up, I move now in my purpose. And we followed that we had to hear it first. Deuteronomy 28, he says, hear the word. If you would hearken diligently, verse 1, chapter 28, Deuteronomy. If you would hearken diligently unto the word of the Lord, your God. Hearken, you have to hear it. And if you would observe all these things, I command you this day, what you do when you observe it, you have to see it. He says, then you'll be blessed in the city and out of the city. You'll be blessed. And all of these things would come. Oh, no. Don't get too far ahead, because if you go too far in 28, there are 38 more curses than there are blessings. When you don't do what the word says do, hearken, observe, and do what the Lord has says do. He says that commandeth you when? This day. Luke 8:18, it told us, it says, take heed to what you hear. Most of us are here, listen to anything. Let somebody tell you anything, and before you know it, we're doing just what they wanted us to do. There's that word again. No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you talk about that. I know, because it's going to make me want to talk, and I'm going to get drawn in, and I don't have nothing against that person, but if I listen long enough, I'm going to be acting just like you. No. Luke 8:18, write that down. Take heed how we hear. Mark 4:9 says, a ear to hear, let him hear. That when we hear, we can apply the word of God. Remember, the letter kills. 2 Corinthians 3:6. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives what? Life. Oh, keep looking at the letter. All you see is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But when you see the spirit, you see the what? Tree, T-R-E-E, over here on the blackboard. But when you see it in the spirit, you see the what? Oh, that's a beautiful tree. That garden, you see it in G-A-R-D-E-N, but you're looking in the spirit and it's beautiful blossoms. We have to make the transference of the world. Remember, be not conformed to this world, what you see, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see it where? In the season of now. Ephesians 1:19, it says, you can have the eyes of understanding when you observe. Oh, yeah, sometimes just if you just would have took a longer look, what would not have happened? I know that used to be a big question. I got over it. I let my past is behind me. What am I doing right now? In the season of now, how do I stay in that season? When? Because now I'm looking at the reaction time of my thoughts. I'm now more particular on what I let come out. How do I do that? Because what I'm putting in, I'm particular. I'm guarding so I can have the what? Eyes of understanding. Proverbs 15:30 says, even watch this. When we hear the word would now be what? Understanding to us, but it'll also be the light of our eyes. And what does the light do? The light changes things. Hallelujah. And who's the light? That same foundation we build things on. Never get away. Never get away from the foundation, who is Jesus. Because with him, I can do all things, no question. Can you DJ? Yes. Can you cater? Yes. Can you wash cars? Yes. Yes. Yes, I can, but give me about an hour. I'm going to get on Google, and I'm going to take me a crash course, and I'm calling you right back. Yep. And I even found somebody who does it all the time where I'm going to work with him, and we're going to do what you need done. Yep, yes, I can. Because it's not God. That's me now. Remember, I said what I do on the outside, that is my labor. That is my hand to the plow. But what I did in the spirit is God teaching and guiding and, watch this, allowing me to become productive. I'm going to touch you right here because he says when you abide in him, he abides in you, you'll have how much fruit? One apple? No, much fruit. He even said that he would give you more than you would have room to receive, not in a storehouse, but in your mind. That much light that changes. That now you can what? Do. You can do it, not your will, but his will. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do it heartedly. You mean you put your whole mind into it. I am going to think on these things. I am going to study on these things. I am going to dedicate myself to these things because I'm not like you used to be. I'm new, something never, ever, ever, ever. Ooh, I got somebody on this line clapping with me. Ever done before. Do you still look the same as yesterday? Oh, they came from the Holy Spirit. I mean, this is you a question for you one-on-one, but I'm going to ask it. We're not talking about physically because I know you went to the gym this morning and I know you ate some fruit and you've been walking and getting there. I'm talking about in the spiritual. Do you look the same as you used to? I'm talking about 5 seconds ago. That's how drastic it is to stay in the season of now. Oh, because we slip and we fall and then we get discouraged and then the depression comes on us. That's only because we got out of the season of now. Because I'm faithful. See, you got to be faithful to do all that you've been commanded when? This day. And we make it even radical. This second. When? This second. And I'm radical. And it's the only way it works for me. Because I'll be out there in a minute. If I get out the season of now, all you're going to hear is, I told you so. Way from the background, even though I got a little time and some track record, there's still some people that's probably out there saying, just wait around. Let that pop up. Let this happen. Oh, but let me tell you, glory be to God. No more turning back. But pressing to stay in the season of now. Now, watch this. Because of my willingness, and my commitment to this doesn't mean that I'm special. This means I'm committed. Now, this puts you in the same race. Be encouraged today that whatever you heard, he's talking to you the same way. He's calling you the same way. He's no respecter of person. This isn't a preaching message. This is an encouraging message because I preach to myself. And in the deliverance, I pray you're learning how to preach to yourself, how to call yourself out, how to say no to yourself. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when you get into this place, the battle's come because now it's the battle within. Now we really understand that we're not fighting against flesh and blood. This is really about principalities and powers and rulers of darkness that are in my mind. Just because it sounds like heaven don't mean it's heaven. You have to know by the season of now because you hear him. Whoa, what? You hearken diligently. You observe all things commanded, and you do what he said to do. You don't get away from it. You can't add to it, remember? What God has done is final. What God has done is final. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Chapter 3, I'm sorry. Verse 16. As a matter of fact, let's read that today. Ooh, glory. Oh, you can go back to verse, you know, and I implore you to read that whole chapter. You know, Pastor E, I don't really just come with one word. Read the whole thing. If we go to a verse just for the sake of time and the principle building that we're doing, read the whole chapter because there's something in there for you. But remember verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Where are you at? Okay, we got that solidified. Now, verse 14. It says, I know, this is chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, verse 14, 15, 16. Well, really, the rest of the chapter would be great, but for time, watch this. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken from it. God does it that men should fear before him. That which has already been and what is to be has already been, and God requires an account of what is past. Now watch this. God's time is final. He's not even a God that starts in the beginning and creates. He created it from the foundation of perfection. Because it says what has been done, what has already been, what is to come has been done. God has finished and it has transferred to earth. There is went from a transference of position. You look at a horizontal walk on earth from left to right, but in heaven, God being a finisher walks from right to left. Oh, isn't that backwards? Yes, because God has already done it and everything else comes in that sequential order in heaven. But when it comes down here, it's a vertical connection. The season, the place of now that we have to stay in because God requires an account for what is past. Whose past? My past. I wasn't always in line with God. Oh, I messed up. I did some things wrong. It just was just when I said, forgive me, Lord, it wasn't washed away. I had to get in line. How did I get in line? Building this foundation on the characteristics and the character of God, but now making a retribution, righting my wrongs, taking on the ministry of what? Reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5, read that whole chapter. But now this ministry of reconciliation, which only means that I right my wrongs. See, before I can ever get right, I got to get everything right, and I have to get it right the best way I can. Now, everybody's not going to receive everything in the same moment, but that does not stop you from going forth and requesting forgiveness. Number one step. You can't just get in this thing, and you got all this hate and all this anger and all this animosity in your life that's following you because it won't let you go. But when you break loose, oh, hallelujah, because even when they still are saying no, you're saying yes, forgive me. I'm not the same, and I'm not going to let you pull me back in there, and I'm going to go on and leave you alone because I just want you to receive it, and I'm going to keep praying at it. Next time I see you, I'm going to say it again. Hey, brother, are we mended? And I'm going to see a different look in your face because I believe by faith today that if I ask to be forgiven, if God forgives me, so shall you. Because it's going to come a time when you're going to be needing to be forgiven, and you cannot be forgiven until you've forgiven. It works that way. Mark chapter 11, read that old chapter. If you do not forgive your brother, neither will your father forgive you. See how important it is to stay in the season of now? When? Now. But I can't get in here until I've let those things go. I went to God. God forgave me. Well, yes, he did. But you know what? It requires you to be forgiven and for you to forgive. I know we all haven't been done right and perfect in life. I know it's been some circumstances that just wasn't the right thing to do. But guess what? You're going to go through some more stuff. But it's not what you do, but how you do it. Are we going to continue to be drawn out of the season of now in my mind? So I act this way. I see them Christians, they always do say one thing and do something else. When are we, oh, hallelujah, going to be of one mind? Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. So we tell each other the truth. Oh, come on, stay in here. You can't just be a Sunday. You can't just go home and indulge in that. You cannot just let that kind of stuff, listen to those, that kind of music. You cannot read those type of books. You can't watch those television shows anymore. That's compassion for one another. You're my brother. I'm your sister. I mean, I'm your brother. You're my sister. We're family. That we be tenderhearted and courteous. Oh, no, I don't walk in there, cut off the electricity and tear your TV up and say that is a sin. Hey, we all need some news. But check this out. It's not what you do, but how you do it. And we stay in one mind. Oh, hallelujah. And stop rushing God, because what God has done is final. Get in time with God. When now you can see God differently. It's called a paradigm shift. See, a paradigm is how you see something, how you see the world. That's your paradigm. But when you shift, you're not conformed to this world. You shift, you paradigm shift. So now you're not conformed to this world, but you're transformed by the renewing of your paradigm, the way you see God. Oh, I never saw God like that before, because we're looking for God to miraculously or mysteriously, come out the wall. Pastor, I got you, son. No. It's a voice that lies within. Oh, hallelujah. And it is alive in the season, in the place of now. That's why it's so important to be a one mind, because you can have the same thing. Oh, yes, you can feel the same compassion for God. Because before I can show compassion to you, I must learn compassion from God. Before I can love you as a brother, I have to love him as the most high, as the most ultimate. So now I can be tenderhearted. Now I can be courteous. And I know I see God. Ooh, I see God's word. And I see, watch this, how he wants it to change the world by changing people's perceptions. Hallelujah. Changes people's perceptions of not a physical, but a spiritual transformation. In that time, in that place. Oh, no, he told us. This is the word. He told us. He says, seek those things which are what? Above. Colossians chapter 3. Hallelujah. We're going to even go there. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. It says, if you then were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Stop looking down. We always want to look down. Don't you know I share this all the time, especially at Friday night. Every time you get sick, what's the first thing your body want to do? Shut down. No more work. No more. No, I don't. Oh, no. No, it wants to shut down. But we got to get up, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. What the body is telling you is not in alignment with what the spirit would have you to stand on. No, I am healed. No. The body don't feel good, but I am healed. And I'm going to talk some healing into this body, because it's not the words of my mouth, but it's the meditation of my heart that is acceptable into the what? Sight of God in the season of now. I know I'm healed, because he said it. When? Now. Finally. Be strong in the Lord. Ooh. And in the power of what? His might. His stripes you're healed. His cross we bear. Because we what? Follow him right now. Oh, I'm helping me right now, because we always want to get ahead of God. God's already done it. Then we get behind God and think he's going to bring us back in. I have to make up some time. How do I do that? Prayer. Study. Forgiveness, repentance, and knowing this, oh, hallelujah, that the wages of sin is death, not in the physical, but in the season, in the place of now. Sin warns God off. And yes, he could come in and clean it, but we have to let him in. Let this mind be in you. See, it just doesn't come by a snap of a finger. You have to let it in. But most of us, and I was number one, is so contaminated. When you want to let him in, he won't come. Because nothing in there matches. Nothing in there is honoring. Nothing in there is what they said, sober-minded. Nothing represents holiness. All stuff that we're looking for somebody to fix for us. I implore you today, in the season of now, when you fix yourself. Oh, yes, you and your partner, if you're in a marriage, you now become one. And this isn't one message for the one. When you're one, this is one message for the one. Well, that was a good message for the men. No, if you're married, this is for y'all. Y'all have to work this thing. Team is one. But if you on your own, this is time for you to get you together. And I say that I want to say that loud again, because some people, he said, well, no, I got to get me together. And so no. If you're married, I'm going to make that clear. I'm talking to one. Nothing separates you from one when you are one through God. Let's clarify that. But if you must get you together before you could ever get anybody else together. And I'm saying this to before, if you're not married, hold up. You got to get you in perfection with God first, because then he will show you, my brother, how to find a good thing, and my sister, how to wait on the Lord and let him send a good man that's perfect for one. That is feasible in the season of now. How many times have I made mistake because she looked good? Ooh, she smelled good. In the other five senses. She even sounded good. Ooh, she felt good, sounded good, tasted good, looked good. But was she really good? No, because it was not a season of oneness, because we were not of the same mind. And I'm saying this now. You want to find that? You want to be found? It is in God, in this foundation of the characteristics of him, the solid foundation that we now relate with him now. Now, in the time of God, that I seek him above. I know that he is before all things, not some, in the season of now, Colossians 1 and 17. He is before all things, nothing comes before him. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. But in the season of now, John told us in chapter 16, verses 13 through 14. We won't read the whole thing, but he told us that he will show us things to what? Oh, hallelujah. Where? Back there, John 14, in the place that he has prepared for you in the season of now. Oh, hallelujah. I don't have to wait. Oh, no, I can be in the same place with God right now in my mind. When I prepare my mind. Did you know that you have the capacity alone with your mind, your brain, not any help, if you just put it to work, you have the capacity to retain the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelations, I'm talking about verbatim, and also the Encyclopedia Britannica. Now, I know y'all remember that the one used to be in the bookshelf. Some of us only use for little parts of our essays and try to rewrite some stuff in there. I always got caught. Have somebody else do your homework for you. That's where they got it from. Teacher look at you like, I know you better than this, but even to bring this in here to me, you didn't even read it. But we have the capacity to retain all that information in those books and only be using a quarter of your memory capacity. And the ability to think better, to be stronger. Your brain, as well as mine, this is a physics thing here, it weighs 3 pounds. Now, don't cut your head open. Let's not have a scale or a fight through it, you know. But if you took that mass of flesh and put it on the scale, every man's brain weighs 3 pounds. That tells me that even the toppest engineer, with the right study, with the right training, with the right exercise, that my mind could do whatever God says I can do. Oh, no. But somebody told you can only be this and you can only be that, because that's what we let our mind be said. Remember, no, I don't want to hear it. I can't do it. What you mean? He said, I can do all things through him. He says, I can ask anything according to him. Come on. In the season of now. See, it still relies back on him. Oh, don't get ahead. Don't get behind. Stay in the wind now. Walk with him. He says, walk in the what? Spirit. And you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Staying in time with God is staying in the spirit, that vertical place. Kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When? Now. When? I have to stay in that place. And that's where it comes in this place right now. Watch. That you have to design and you have to commit to a focal point. And that focal point is Jesus, the same foundation we started with. And we know it's not our way of walking. It's not our way of talking. It's not our way of doing. But watch this, our way of aligning with what has already been done. John 7 and 6, it says it's already been done. Ephesians 1 and 9, he says, and having been made known to us. Psalms 19 and 6, he says, from the end till now. See, it all comes back to when? Now. Isaiah 30 and 20 says, this is the way. Walk in it. When? Psalms 37, 23. The steps of a, raise your head, go to raise your head, a good man are ordered by the Lord. When? Go back to Ecclesiastes 1 again. And to everything, there is a season. Went now unto heaven. 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. An accepted time. When's that? Now. Now. I'm accepted. I'm blessed. But we keep, oh, no, 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 no. Let them voices. No. Somebody learn that word. No. I don't want to hear it. I share this. This is very transparent. I'm my biggest enemy. You nothing. You can do nothing against me because I have to say yes. I have to listen. I have to follow. So I learned a long time ago, everything ever happened to me, it was all on me. I didn't have to be there. I didn't have to go. I didn't have to say yes. I didn't have to follow. I could have said nope because I'm going to take my time in my mind and be a thinker. So when I think on God, I can feel like God. Now I can do God. It's a process that we have to put in place. When? Now. Oh, yes. The steps of a good man. They are ordered by when? Now. You can even call out to him. Psalms 119 and 133. Order my steps. And knowing that the place that has been prepared for you, Peter even told us that it's reserved in heaven now. Everything's already done. God's time is final. But when we live in him, Galatians 5 and 16, we also walk in him, and we walk in him now. I encourage you as well as I'm encouraged to develop this place. This is a place that God dwells. I know for me and my house, and that's what I work with right now. We'll serve the Lord now. And yes, there is evidence on the outside because we're able to do outreach ministries. We're able to teaching ministries. We're able to do video ministries. We're able to do all these other things on the outside because of the season of now that never ends, never shuts off, and is always about our Father's business. Today is the day. Your season is now. But will you walk in that season of now? Will you stay in that season of now? And will you let nothing separate you from the season of now? Ooh.
I am a Christian. With a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed.
While you were yet in your transgression, somebody paid.